It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube, the address there at 5 in 10. Thank you. Subscribe. Click the bell for notifications. And then please guarantee we never get canceled. I'll tell you how to do that after the break. Item number 5 today, of course, striking back. IDF spokesperson Peter Lerner Monday morning said there would be a retaliation from Israel. But he was very vague, as you would expect, stating that this could involve a strike or no strike, perhaps meaning this would be a cyber response of some sort from Israel against Iran. The War Cabinet considering a wide range of options and that a lot of different scenarios are on the table. The Israeli government, according to Lerner, would decide on steps forward as early as Monday or within the coming days, again, being very vague as to what, if anything, the Israeli government would do. Now, while this was going on, opposition leader Yair Lapid of the Yesh Atid party, former prime minister, served in a coalition government with Naftali Bennett under a power-sharing arrangement where the two agreed to split the term as prime minister. Lapid calling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu weak, an existential threat against Israel. Lapid said he destroyed Israeli deterrence. Our enemies look at this government, smell weakness, and raise their heads. Two things here. First of all, Lapid was in the United States last week, meeting with high-ranking members of the Biden administration, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Why? Lapid is not in the War Cabinet. He's not even part of the ruling coalition at this point. He is an opposition politician. What is he doing in the United States? And if he's going to talk about the security of Israel, why is he doing it from the safety of the U.S. while Israel is being attacked by Iran? Not a good look. My opinion, I don't have anything to back this up, just my opinion, based on the report by Caroline Glick over a week ago, that the Biden administration is working behind the scenes with opposition leaders, first Benny Gantz, now protesters on the streets, that perhaps Lapid has been tapped as the replacement for the replacement. In other words, Benny Gantz promised to take down the Netanyahu government 6 weeks after joining the War Cabinet last October. That didn't happen. He promised to do it by the 1st of January. That didn't happen. Promised to do it by Ramadan. Ramadan is now over. Netanyahu is still running the government. I think when Gantz was summoned to the United States last month, it was to tell him that his services are no longer required, and now Lapid has been tapped as the replacement, and now he is making noise, demanding elections now in the middle of the war. Secondly, please remember that it was the Lapid-Bennett government that expanded the number of permits for day workers from Gaza to enter Israel from 5,000 to 22,000. This happened just a couple of years ago, and many of those, or some of those permits, were used by people to come in, do work in the kibbutzim and villages in the Negev that were then attacked by Hamas, using intelligence that they gathered, detailed maps. They knew where the weapons were, where the gates were, who lived in which homes, the names of the owners, which houses had dogs, and so forth. This because Bennett and Lapid thought it would be a good thing if we extend the economic benefit of working with Israel instead of against Israel to the people of Gaza. And this is how they were repaid. Let us remember that this was under the Bennett-Lapid government. So when Lapid is talking, he is not exactly telling the whole truth here. It is sad that at this hour that you've got politicians playing politics with an existential threat to Israel. Meanwhile, Netanyahu has decided to postpone the planned invasion in the Gazan city of Rafah. This, according to KAN 11 News in Israel on Sunday evening, this a week after Netanyahu announced that there was a date for the operation. But earlier on Sunday, the IDF said, in accordance with the situational assessment, it was calling up approximately 2 reserve brigades for operational activities on the Gazan front. That plan may have changed somewhat with the events of Saturday night and Sunday morning, Iran's missile attack on Israel, and the potential that these reserve units may not be needed in Gaza as much as they'll be needed on the northern front if Hezbollah decides to join in the conflict. Topic number 4, any way the wind blows. We mentioned yesterday how Democrat politicians here in the United States were suddenly speaking out in favor of Israel now that the winds have shifted. For example, Senator Chris Van Hollen, who previously accused Benjamin Netanyahu of enabling Hamas, said, quote, I condemn the Iranian attack on Israel and support Israel's right to defend itself against this aggression. That released on X, formerly Twitter. Vice President Harris, also critical of Israel's actions in Gaza, calling for a ceasefire. But on Saturday, she said on X, our support for Israel's security is ironclad, and we stand with the people of Israel in defense against these attacks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who condemned Israel's response in Gaza, said that Netanyahu had lost his way, calling for a temporary ceasefire set after the attack by Iran, that U.S. commitment to Israel's security is ironclad. I guess they all got the memo. It's ironclad. But the Biden administration, of course, has reportedly told Israel it would not assist in any counterstrike against Iran over concerns it could blow up into a wider regional conflict. Valid concerns. We don't want World War III. But it does appear that for many politicians here in the United States, the support for Israel is ironclad until Israel actually has to defend itself. By the way, we might want to take a look at lifting those sanctions that were lifted by President Biden that freed up billions of dollars in previously frozen Iranian assets. You can buy a lot of drones and missiles for $1 billion. Topic number three, tightening the noose. Iran stirring up trouble inside the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. On Sunday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Amman summoned the Iranian ambassador for reprimand following Iran's offensive statements against Jordan. As you remember, yesterday we mentioned that the Jordanian Air Force took part in shooting down a number of those drones and missiles that were crossing its airspace on the way to Israel. In recent months, the Hashemite Kingdom has been dealing with huge protests inside Amman, many of them being stirred up by agitators supported by Iran. Iran wants to stir things up in Jordan to tighten the noose around Israel. They've already got Iranian-backed proxies in Lebanon and Syria on the northern border, of course, Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And if it could take over Jordan, that would put an Iranian-backed force on Israel's eastern flank as well. This is something that Ali Siadatan mentioned during our interview on this program last week. According to Tehran, senior officials in Tehran, quote, Jordan will be the next target if it continues to cooperate with the Zionist entity, end quote. Now, as mentioned, the attack led to the Iranian ambassador being summoned, but Jordan, which borders these proxy countries, Syria and Iraq, has been asking the United States over the past few months to help deploy more air defenses in its country as well. Topic number two, gender sanity. We might finally be seeing some. Dr. Hilary Cass in the UK, a respected pediatrician, retired, but she's got the Order of the British Empire, so she's well-respected in the UK, issued her final report last week on healthcare for gender-questioning children. This is stirring up headlines because she's basically saying, look, there are no clothes on the questioning gender emperor here. She specifically highlighted an extensive list of alleged National Health Service failures regarding treatment models based on ideology instead of scientific evidence. In a nutshell, she recommended the National Health Service limit prescribing medications, puberty blockers, for people under the age of 18 and wanted to focus patient care on mental health support rather than medical interventions. In other words, better to deal with the underlying comorbidity. Why is this child questioning his or her gender? Let's deal with that issue instead of mutilating them and sterilizing them. Of course, activists are not pleased, but finally, some common sense, and hopefully this will spread here in North America as well. And it may, in fact, be the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, the NAIA, the governing body for athletics, mainly for smaller colleges, has banned biological men from competing against women in athletic events, which only makes sense because, on average, men are bigger, stronger, faster, greater lung capacity, meaning the competition is not only unfair, it can often be dangerous for the female competitors. Again, pray for sanity here. We do not condemn those who are questioning gender. All of us go through a period of confusion in our teens, but with care, with love, and with Christ, most people grow out of it. Coming up, Cicadageddon. It is coming. I'll tell you what that is next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
The cicadas are coming. They may already be here in some parts of the country. Once the ground hits about 64 degrees Fahrenheit, trillions of cicadas will emerge. This, according to the University of Illinois Extension, two groups of cicadas, a 13-year brood and a 17-year brood, coming out at the same time for the first time since 1803. Literally, trillions of them, perhaps as many as a million per acre. Here's a map showing roughly where this will occur. I remember the 2011 emergence of brood 19, that's the 13-year brood. It was so loud on Interstate 57 in southern Illinois that at 70 miles per hour, I could not hear the engine of my car because of the cicadas on the trees on either side of the highway. Seriously. The 17-year brood 13 will be mostly in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, eastern Iowa. The 17-year brood 13 will emerge, or I'd say the 13-year brood 19, which is one of the largest collections of bugs, that will stretch from Georgia and the Carolinas through here in Missouri and even eastern Oklahoma and parts of Texas. It should be very loud. No, I can test. It is going to be very loud. But a pro tip, they're not harmful to animals, and dogs love them as snacks. Seriously, there's some people who take them and freeze them for later. I won't go that far, but we're not going to stop Grace and Glory if they decide to munch on a few. Skywatch TV's Countering the Darkness virtual conference still on, meaning you still get 90 days access from the time you sign up. And you can still do that at defenderconference.com. Take advantage of this opportunity to hear the last presentation by Dr. Tom Horn, as well as from world-class speakers like Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Pastor Carl Gallups, scholars like Dr. Mike Spaulding, Dr. Igal German, Dr. Judd Burton, Ryan Peterson, and just really encouraging speakers like Pastor Casper McLeod, Kenny C., Vicki Joy Anderson, and others. You can find out more and sign up for immediate access and get free, as a free bonus, access to all six feature-length Skywatch Films documentaries. DefenderConference.com is the website, DefenderConference.com. Artificial intelligence. Do you really know how much control these things already have, AIs have, over your daily life? in terms of logistics, algorithms, just communications, not to mention military applications. They're everywhere. Healthcare. It's part of the book, Summoning the Demon. Again, the title taken from a quote by Elon Musk that creating artificial intelligence is literally summoning the demon. We think we can control it, just like the occultists think they can summon demons and control them. Usually doesn't work out well. That's kind of the point. Don't miss these programs. Very important, and with prophetic implications as well. Our broadcast programs are always available at skywatchtv.com, also on our Roku and Apple TV channels. You can also catch it right now over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, rumble.com/skywatchtv. They haven't canceled us, and don't expect that they will. And you can also catch it right now on our mobile app, which is the way to guarantee that we are not canceled. Cancel-proof yourself by downloading our app. It is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Many other features on that app as well, including a Bible with multiple translations, an audio Bible, no less. And we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.